It's time to fire it up.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guys.
Good morning and welcome. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Had a little cold snap in the middle of the week, but now we're full on spring, mid-60s and 70s and rain. But you know what? April showers, they bring May grilling. So I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking?
Hey, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. And it is still the smokiest show on the airwaves. If you've never listened to us before, it's called The Grilling Guys. If you came here by accident, we're very happy.
Yeah.
Because that's how we get
Lucky
all
you.
Of our listeners.
Right, yeah.
You can check us out on thegrillingguys.com. And it's an old site. It's a little beat up, but it still has a ton of resources. It has hundreds and hundreds of recipes if you do like grilling. If you don't, you've got the wrong show.
Yeah.
Because it's all about food and microbrews and good wine.
There's some of that is true. We do take some rabbit trails now and then.
I do.
Don't go down those.
I do.
Don't go down that topic line.
Yeah,
but,
like
you know,
we're going to talk about planting this spring right now.
Wow,
you know,
how special.
And do stuff like
yes,
that.
Yeah.
But anyway, go to thegrillingguys.com. On the right side, you'll see all of our sponsors. If you click on their logo, you will hit probably a nice landing page with their current specials.
Yep.
And we want you to support those people because they keep us on the air.
Right.
And if you don't like those people enough, we're going to go away.
Yeah.
So maybe that's an incentive.
Yeah, right. There you go. Not good for the sponsors, but maybe good for you, right?
The top right side, you'll see a set of headphones. And if you click on those, it'll show you how to get our free podcast. You can send this show to your phone every week for free.
Yep. That's what we do.
And then you'll see a search bar, whatever you're looking for, if it's a recipe, if it's for, you know, a certain beer or, goodness sakes, who knows, a past show, maybe some people we've had on the show that you want to hear again, some celebrities or whatever. You can just use that search bar and you'll find a cornucopia.
And then some. Yeah. This was a charitable week for me. We Thursday night we went on the American Heart Association had a fundraiser, and I donated a barbecue for their auction. Did pretty well with it, but
Than the last one.
Yeah, but it was nice to see the room was full, and there are still lots of people out there that support the great causes that are near and dear to them. And I just happened to have a friends that were in they kind of are the local organizers for the American Heart Association, and they reached out. So I said, gladly, we'll support this. And so I went there, and it was fun. It was at the Goey Center on the Butterworth in Grand Rapids, a really nice venue. And it's kind of old factory-ish, but it's posh now.
Uh-huh.
And wedding venue, you know, that kind of thing.
Sure.
And the people at Eastern Floral own it, and as I understand, and they've really made it nice, really very nice. So it was a cool venue.
So if you have your wedding there, you better get your flowers from.
I'm thinking, yeah, there might be a deal associated with that, right? Some places you have to use certain caterers. I bet you have a florist there you have to use if you're coming in. But anyway, so that was fun. Enjoyed doing that. Got another one tonight for a Christian school that one of my friends and business associates. His children go there, and they just do a fundraiser. And so this was the give week, and but I'm pleased and fortunate to be able to do it. And we'll see how the barbecues go. This one tonight is a little more fun. It's pretty formal on Thursday night, but it was a black tie affair. But that word optional, I always take advantage of that. I'm really not a black tie guy.
Yeah.
But
my tux doesn't fit me so well anymore.
Right. Yeah. Right. Well, that means the barbecue is good.
It shrunk.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That means the barbecue is good.
I'm not buying another one.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Well, you got maybe one more wedding coming, but other than that, you're pretty much done. But anyway, so what'd you cook this week? Anything good?
I wasn't going to talk about what I cooked. I was going to talk about what I'm planting. I told you I'm doing all these seeds.
You're cooking up a garden.
And I bought these things at the Meijer, actually. They're these big trays with these peat moss little pods in them, and you just literally poke your seeds in them, and you you water it and you put the cover back on and leave it in indirect sun.
Oh, and they, you get the little starts.
And they start, and then you take the cover off after they start popping up. And so I've been bringing those out on the back porch every morning before I leave for work.
Yeah.
And
giving them a little sunshine.
By golly, she's coming.
Yeah?
And then
what'd you put in there?
My neighbor, oh, just all kinds of stuff. But my neighbor is, him and his wife both graduated from Michigan State with
Go Green.
Some sort of horticulture degree. One's into trees, one's into plants, and I forget which is which.
Well, those are good kind of neighbors to have living in the woods like you do.
I'm thinking Chris is the plant guy, and his wife is the tree gal.
Oh, yeah.
But I could have that backwards. Either way, Chris has this, he's been educating me on gardening for the last few years, and he's just...
How's that going, Chris?
Yeah, it's amazing. We have a lot of fun. I stop in and watch what he's doing, and the dude is taught me a ton.
What's the one or two good things you've learned from Chris about gardening?
Don't build your greenhouse on the neighbor's lot line.
Well, there's one. I know some a thing or two about building things on lot lines. Yeah,
so. He did the same thing.
Yeah,
the dude. Oh. There's a dude that lives over
the other lot line, not your side.
A few lots down. We all have like 6 to 10 acres, depending on who's, you know, which driveway. This 10 bumps up against Chris's lot line, and let's just say he's a difficult fellow.
Well, sure. Yep.
And he loves to walk through the woods with these certain large dogs to intimidate people.
Oh, yeah.
This is a dude that rode up on his clown bike when I was over at an acreage or two down. I'm up in a tree stand, and he rides up because he didn't want me hunting back there. I was on the neighbor's, the girl that lived next to him, and she let me bow hunt. And he would literally ride up on a clown motorcycle and wave at me.
Yeah.
When I'm in the tree with a weapon in my hand.
So, okay.
He's suicidal. Yeah. Okay, so now I'm dissing on the neighbor.
Well, back to the story.
Oh, yeah. Well, so you learn not to plant your greenhouse on the lot.
I see. That's what you've learned from the guy who's an expert in planting.
No, honestly, he has taught me all about growing stuff in these growing sacks. Have you ever seen those? So I'm doing all my potatoes. You buy them wherever you want, but they're kind of like a canvas sack. You fill them with dirt. You put your seeds in them or whatever. I'm doing my
potatoes. You just cut up chunks of potato, right?
I'm doing my potatoes in these. And that way, because potatoes are kind of hard to harvest. When you dig them up, they tend to take off all over the place. When they're in this bag, you just literally lift them up and shake all the dirt out, and all your potatoes are there.
So, like, do you bury the bag? A little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. About 3-4 inches.
I see. Just so it doesn't go somewhere, blow away, roll around.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah.
So the bags are cool.
My mom used to accuse me of not washing behind my ears, and potatoes would grow there when I was a kid, right? Yeah, that's one of those old sayings. Remember we did that a few weeks ago, the old thing, sayings that people said? That's the one. Isn't that weird? Just made me think of that right now.
But yeah, and I've noticed also there's plants that grow better with each other and not.
Oh, yeah.
And I've been checking out these different people on, you know, TikTok or whatever that show you that what plants grow with these and that, you know. Keep your potatoes away from these. Keep your cucumbers away from these. And so there's just more. I never gave it a lot of thought. I used to just put plants in the garden and hope for the best.
So you're wasting a lot of Chris's time. I've got one item out of that, and you said you spend time with Chris a lot teaching you stuff, and then you just went to TikTok, man.
Oh, okay. No. I'm not going to sit here and regurgitate everything the man's told me.
Well, I know it's secret now because it's kind of that neighborly.
It's taken me three years. You know, the neighbor rant was bad enough.
Yeah. Yes, it was.
There's a lucky clown out there still riding his bike.
Is there? Yeah, lucky because you missed, right? Yeah.
I didn't take the shot.
I know. That's funny. Well, we're going to talk a little bit for the rest of the show, maybe. We're going to talk a little bit about fishing and maybe some ways that you can prepare fish and that type. It's walleye season. I'm sad because my walleye guy fell off a horse and broke his foot, and we're not fishing this year because of it. So
you feel bad for him.
He was good. He's okay, and the horse is good. So that's all. But it stepped in a hole when he was running, so threw him pretty good. He's an older guy like you and me. Don't bounce so good.
Oh, no.
But anyway, everybody's good.
But he does bounce.
Yeah. So coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about walleye and some of the other fish that you might be harvesting. I sat down with Chaz, and he gave us some recipes, too. Stick with us. We'll be back.